Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Tony?
Yes.
Hi, Tony. Tony, this is Paul, calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke yesterday. You wanted me to give you a call, about the same time. How's your day going? I know it's just getting started, right?
Just started.
Yeah, of course. Very early in the morning. But you were thinking that you might even be available, like, in the next hour or so for your client interview, right? To do that follow-up call with our technician?
I would not say that hour because I'm
Okay.
gonna go on the field right now. So if tomorrow morning if we can
Okay.
schedule.
Okay. Well, we could take a look at the client interview calendar and find out when you're going to be available. We are doing client interviews today until 3 o'clock. So we might be able to find a spot today that fits into your time frame. Maybe not, this morning. But did you have any questions for me before we get this all set up?
Yeah, so those package 299 you said is going to be included Facebook and what else?
Correct. Yeah. So the $299 includes local search engine optimization, meaning that we're going to verify your business on Google, Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, all the content necessary to be in that PAC result that pops up near the top of the page. That's where most people go. Your website, of course, is going to be attached there. So when people find you on that first page, they'll be able to pick up the phone and call you directly. There's also going to be a social media campaign. There's paid Facebook ads included in that $299. And with that, we can, of course, target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And, I mean, it is all inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, not paying per click, call, lead, or job. So it is that flat rate, and it would never go up on you. It's a fixed rate. As long as you keep the service, it would be that exact amount once a month.
All right, and what's the radius area is going to cover it?
So we had originally talked about a 25-mile radius. So we don't draw like a big circle around you. Like I said, we can target specific places where you most want to be found. If it's 25 miles, 30 miles, if there's places within that service area that you don't want to go, we'll make sure your ads aren't running there. If there are places, outside that area that you think it'll be profitable, we can run those ads there as well. I mean, it would really technically work for a good 50 miles if you wanted to do that, but obviously we want you to be comfortable with your travel radius, so we'd be focusing on the places that you want to go for residential and, of course, for commercial clients.
Well, yeah, I want to focus more on commercial, more than
Right.
residential.
Yeah, that's been the main focus from the very beginning. So, like I was saying, we can target specific places where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by those commercial clients. That's going to be our main focus, is getting you those commercial jobs.
All right. I already have some company who does I don't know if you heard Instant Review.
Oh,
Review
yeah, right.
Instant. Yeah, they do Google My Business, but not
Right.
so wide like you. Some storm it's
Yeah.
their review cards and posting some stuff on the Google My Business, not the
Right,
Facebook.
right. Well, I mean, yeah, when you're servicing kind of the greater LA, Orange, I mean, 25 miles is probably not going to cover your service area, right? I mean, are you going to LA, Orange County, Ventura?
Yes, we do. Just not
Okay.
so often, we had more
Got
technicians
it.
before. Now it's a little bit less.
Oh,
Most of them
okay.
we say
So,
like,
are you looking for like 40 miles or something like
yeah,
that?
probably
30,
40.
30,
So
about 40
cover it
miles.
up,
Okay.
up
Perfect.
to from Calabasas, let's say, to the Pasadena and Great Los
Yeah.
Angeles,
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. So
Thousand Oaks.
definitely, I mean, the Facebook ads are going to get you greater coverage. It's also going to help your listing in the local map, kind of expand in relevance. So the two of them kind of work together hand in hand to get you found where you want to be found. Focus on those commercial jobs. You are going to, of course, get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, and of course you'll be able to see all the work that we do to get you on that first page. All the content that we create is going to have its own clickable link and icon through your tracking system. And of course you'll be able to see all the directories that we've created for you, all the content. Of course, it's all going to link back and even cross-reference your website. That's what's going to expand your coverage, especially when you're, you know, in a densely populated area with a lot of competition, having directory submissions that, you know, your competitors don't have. That's what's going to help you to stand out, and the local map gets you a lot more than like just your zip code and surrounding area, but, you know, that 40-mile radius. And then again, with the Facebook ads on top of that, that's a whole other way of reaching more people. You know, it's real cost effective and affordable to do those Facebook ads.
All right.
I did want to ask you about the address that I see, because your business is always service based, right? You go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There's not like a, there's not a showroom or a physical location to promote your business, right?
So that's residential, actually. So that's I'm running the office from residential house.
Yeah, you know, Google kind of expects it to be that way, you know, run from the home, run from the truck, that kind of thing. But I did see the 56. Yeah, exactly, right? You're always in your truck, or if you're working outside the truck, if not, you're making a phone call or something like that in or near the truck. The 5612 Las Virgenes Road, though, unit 32, is that like your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So, of course, we don't want that address to appear online. Google actually doesn't want people to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. Now, I did want to ask you, because I've seen the business. I mean, the website is LA Appliances Time, right? .com. That's the website. But I saw the business listed as Arctic Cool Refrigeration Inc. I mean, how did you want the business to be branded online?
Well, the business name is LA Appliances Time Repair and Service. Uh-huh. The corporate okay. name Arctic Cool Refrigeration. Well, of course, we have both name on the invoice, and
I see.
On the ad, his name is LA Appliances Time Repair and Service.
Okay. So for the branding of the business across all the destinations and directories, is it going to be Arctic Cool Refrigeration, Inc., or? And then everything.
No. The LA Appliances Time. Repair
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So one of the things that we're going to do is what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll make sure that the business information is always accurate, and of course the phone number, and of course then we're not going to have a physical address that would appear for you. So LA Appliances Time. And then, of course, I've got the email address as well. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is, of course, a good number for us to reach you regarding your account. The website, though, has the 800 number, the 685-5590. Is that the preferred business number to list for the company?
Hold on one second. Let me see. Yeah, I do have two numbers. It's 800 number. 685-5590 and 818-856-0903.
You said 856-0193?
818-856-0903.
0903, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right. And then, Tony, I never did get your last name.
Oh, it's a K-O-L-E-S-N-I-K.
K-O-L-E, like Edward S., like Sam, N-I-K?
Right.
And like Nick? Okay.
Perfect. K-O-L-E-S-N-I-K.
Okay. First letter is K and the last letter is K, right?
Right. Ничего хорошего дня.
Kolesnik, right? And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, we'll take a look together at the client interview calendar, of course, to see when it's going to be the best time for that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes, but we do ask for a one-hour window. And then, of course, we'll get everything set up and squared away. I am, as a we are a partner of Google, to read what's called a voice verification. You're focusing more on the high-end appliances, right? The Wolfs, the Sub-Zeros?
Yeah. If they're residential, most of them we like to do high-end appliances, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Viking, and Miele, Kitchen, Peco, Bosch, all kinds of stuff like that. But and
for the residential clients, and then for commercial clients, obviously the walk-in freezers and walk-in refrigerators,
walk-in
and
refrigerator,
like
walk-in
that.
Cooler. They more use it like walk-in cooler, you know, ice machine and commercial oven, deep fryer, commercial hood repair, and mixer, so bakery equipment, convection, gas oven, convection, electric oven.
Perfect. Yeah, and we'll, I mean, those are definitely in-demand services. And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to have your potential customers
Monday to Friday. I would say Saturday between 8 to 2 p.m.
And Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I think 7 to 2 or 8 to 2. I forgot, but I remember it's supposed to be exactly everything the same. Schedule Google My Business also. Because if it's going to be different, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, are you taking like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
No, just cash, check, credit card, debit card, and Zelle.
And Zelle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. So of course, I'd schedule that follow-up call, and then I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're actually waiving the setup fee, etc. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. And then, again, it is that fixed flat rate. It's exactly $299. Before I do get to that voice verification, Tony, that first payment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Hold on.
I see it's 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to be Capital One.
Could you repeat 4-1. That? Oh, I'm sorry.
Capital One card? I mean, Visa?
It's a Visa? So it should start with the 4, right?
Yeah, 4-5-4-1-7-7-2-2-8-3-9-3-1-6-3.
The expiration month and year?
0-9-26.
09 of 2026, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
769.
You said 769, 769?
Mm-hmm.
And then 09 or September of 2026 for the expiration date, right? I did miss a number in that first set of four, just a little static on the line. 4-5-4 something?
4-1. No, 4-1-5-4.
4154. Let me read it in its entirety. I've got 41 54 17 72 28 39 31 63.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And that bill's at the home address then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to read the voice verification, but about a minute or so after we read that voice verification, you're going to get, oh, and for some reason your last name did not save. Let me update that. It was K-O-L-E-S-N-I-K, right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. So the voice verification, like I said, it's recorded, and you're going to receive a confirmation email right after it. But feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. So give me a second then, Tony, to get that pulled up. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Kolesnik, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Tony, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
LA Appliances Time, Repair, and Service.
Okay. That's exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anatoly Kolesnik, president of the corporation.
Okay. And then as the president of LA Appliances Time Repair and Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yes. Of course, make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that visa in your name ending 3163, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then is the name on that card your full name? I mean, I know you kind of go by Tony, but is it Anatoly on the first card?
Yeah, it's
card
both names. My name and the Arctic Cool Refrigeration.
Okay, and then it's got the Arctic Cool Refrigeration on there. And is it Tony or Anatoly on the card?
Anatoly.
Anatoly. And that's A-N-A-T-O-L-I?
I-Y.
I-Y. A-O-N-T-O-L-Y or L-I-Y?
L-I-Y.
L-I-Y, okay. But you definitely go by Tony, right? You prefer Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then, of course, you are an authorized user on that card as well. And then it says, please, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Mr. Kolesnik, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can reach out to you, contact you, we do request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tony, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. It only works when you answer the phone. And if you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Tony, we do ask that you, of course, agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement, anything new, anything above and beyond what you're already currently doing. The reason we ask is all the content that we create for your company. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then, of course, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who is also creating content for your business online, it's a good idea to let us know. We do want to make sure, of course, that everything online for your business is always accurate and consistent. So we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, we just ask that you let us know. That's fair enough, right? Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, reducing that to the flat rate with the website, or I should say with the the setup fee is waived. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which will actually be waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 13th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, and it is an exact amount. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and, of course, the Facebook ads, the social media campaign is included. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 13th of the month moving forward. You can cancel at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. And, of course, Tony, if you end up getting more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, you can, in fact, pause the service. The service could be paused seasonally if necessary, although I don't believe that would ever be the case here. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Kalashnik, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tony, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And as far as that client interview goes, I know you're saying that it's not going to work out like right away, so the 8 o'clock hour won't work. Looks like there's at least one spot every hour except for 12, but anytime between 9 and 3 o'clock, and we would schedule by the hour. So did you want something maybe late or mid-morning or early afternoon?
Well, for me, better in the morning, because if I get the fill, it's very hard for me to get do some
I
stuff
know.
On the middle.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know it's easier to get in touch with you in the morning. So would you be available at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock today, or did you want
to
schedule that for
not
7
today,
or 8
no.
tomorrow?
Better 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, so about 7 tomorrow. We'll schedule between 7 and 8, but I'll tell our technician to kind of push it closer to 7:30 then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. You'll receive a reminder email actually prior to that, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite for your follow-up call for tomorrow morning. And then if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that phone call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you have. Whether I am on that call or not, Tony, I did want to just add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If you call us or if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with the LA Appliances Time Repair and Service, even if it's you, we'll ask you for the answer to the question. And then, more importantly, anyone calling you moving forward and telling you they're with Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both the answer and the question, as well as my name, of course, which is Paul Gordon. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
The city you're born in?
No.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Kiev.
Kiev. Okay. K-I-E-V, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's in Ukraine. And then you're all set and squared away there. You should have gotten the confirmation email, or at least it looks like it's in the queue. And then you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link in the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Oh, I see why. It's still in the queue. I just have to update something here, and it'll be sent right back out. laappliancestime@gmail.com is the best email address for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to send that link by text and by email. I'm going to send it manually now because it's kind of stuck in the queue. And then, let me see. So you should receive that link in just a second here. I do want to get you off the phone as quickly as I can, but if you have a chance to open up that email, there's a couple of things that I wanted to get through.
I got to go already. So okay. You said 10 minutes, so just, already 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, I apologize for that.
You know,
right.
How long more?
Yeah, I did say it would only take us about 10 minutes. But when you see the link coming out, you just open them up. They're pretty much self-explanatory. One of them is going to ask you to confirm that you've received it. It's going to ask you to type in your name and then hit submit. But we'll call you back tomorrow at about 7:30 or so for the follow-up call, okay? I appreciate you, Tony. Thanks again for your patience. I'm looking forward to getting this going for you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.